Oscar wedding dresses, red carpet.
This is my fourth annual Oscar, Oscar Dresses from Red Carpet to June Brides for 2016. Now, for me, this year, the dresses were pretty, I don't know, they were pretty, but they weren't all that spectacular. So I don't know that there are any clear-cut winners, although I've been going through the dresses again. And if you wanted to check them out yourself along with me, you could either go on Harper's Bazaar, .com/celebrity/red-carpet-dresses/G6908/Oscars-best-dressed-2016. But my favorite is popsugar.com. And if you just put in popsugar.com, www.popsugar.com/fashion-oscars, it'll pop up right away as red carpet dresses. Alrighty, so I had a that was just weird. Evidently, I'm working with a new phone and a new phone company, so I hope this does not mean that I'm going to be doing this in my regular programming show. I hope that does not happen again. Before I go on, let me just tell you who's coming up on the regular Spleef schedule show. And that is Timothy George, and he is with ELO Lip Care, and we're going to be talking about lip gloss, lip balm on Friday afternoon, early evening at 6:30 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, Budget Weddings NYC for you. And, of course, I am your host, Charlena P.F., And today, again, it is my very special program, the grand finale of award shows. The Oscars goes to the wedding aisles in June. And you know, as I've said before, that the dresses that you see on the various award shows will invariably get to the wedding aisles in June and beyond. And there's already people who are working on that. I don't have the man's name. I don't remember his name, but I will get that to you and put it up on my website as well. Now, again, there is one more show, the Emmys, which are usually in May, late April, early May, which, depending on, I actually might do a show after that, or I might wait until after the Tonys, which are generally in mid-June, and we could see maybe what will be playing out in the wedding aisles in the fall and winter, 2016 to 2017. Now, I hope you got where I'm getting most of my dresses for my countdown today. And I might do two shows. I might do another show tomorrow. I'm not sure about that as yet. Just depends on whether or not I get through this. I hope that my phone does not click off again. But in any case, what I've done, the website, I think if you wanted to follow along with me, is www.popsugar.com/fashion/Oscars, and then it'll pop up red carpet dresses 2016. So with Pop Sugar, I actually did a comparison between the Golden Globe dresses and also the American Academy for the Oscars dresses. And it's really strange to me because generally, the dresses that you will see on the three big award shows, and it's like the star, the runner-up, and then the big kahuna being the Oscars, goes from somewhat flowy and elegant to the Grammys are an all-out, do whatever you want, get seen, be out there, start a new trend, you know, that's that sort of thing. And then you get to the Academy Awards, the Oscars, and it's like the big Super Bowl of fashion. Everybody's very elegant, very almost traditional, but not necessarily completely traditional when it comes to dressing. But this year, I have not looked at the Grammy. I did see the Grammys, but I did not look closely the dresses for them, and I'm going to do that probably between tonight and tomorrow, also because I'm doing a blog post on both romanticweddinggifts.com and budgetweddingsnyc.com. Wedding gifts for her in reference to honeymoon dresses or honeymoon outfits from Hips and Curves is one of my joint venture partners. And so I will be looking at the Grammys as well. So as I said, and I have not done my number one choice, so I think that this is going to be a part one of a two-part series of shows, so tomorrow as well. Maybe not as late, though, probably a little earlier, about 1 o'clock. In any case, what I have decided so far for the Golden Globe dresses, I thought that those were more traditionally classic in terms of the dressing as compared to the Oscars. And it was really strange to me to look at them and say, oh my, yes, these are quite good. These are really nice. Because sometimes at the Golden Globes, they don't trot out the best stuff. They will trot out the okay stuff or the, yes, women love getting dressed up, and as a general rule, not always, but as a general rule, and they'll they'll wear something that's really nice. But it's also a big party at the Golden Globes, so there's a lot of eating and drinking. So you don't want to have a dress that is they do at the Oscars. Now, speaking on that point, the Golden Globes is probably the best place to find a wedding dress because you are going to be at a party. Generally speaking, after your wedding, the reception is a big party, right? And you, well, unfortunately, the bride and the groom rarely get to eat their fill, but on the off chance that you do, wouldn't it be nice if you had a dress that you could do something in? Alrighty, so enough of that. Let me tell you about the dresses that I liked. And, you know, I think what I'll do is, even though I think my clear winner is going to probably be in the Golden Globes, I think I'll start with the Oscar dresses. What do you think? Or maybe I should start. Well, no, I think you will start with the Oscar dresses because, for me, the Oscars were just okay. I mean, there were a few that I really liked. Let me tell you, the people that most of the critics really, really liked, they liked Charlize Theron, who was in a red mermaid plunging neckline down to maybe her navel. I thought that she needed more support, and a bride would definitely need more support with the bust tape lifts. I just thought it was okay. It was not my ideal. I think it was probably because the neckline was so low. You would either have to be very flat to pull that dress off, and if you were not flat, yeah, I don't know. I don't think it would be a good. I don't think it would be a good fit at all. But that was one of the ones that people liked, and critics loved. And the other dress that they really loved, actually there were two other dresses, they really loved, and I apologize, that is my Kindle that's making all that noise. Let me just turn that off. The other dress that people really liked was, it calls her Leslie Ann Warren, and it's not true. It's, her name. She was in black sequins, and they really even the people on Fab Life loved that dress. Let me see if I can find it. I know it's right back here on Pop Sugar in the early 20s in terms of a photo number. It's not early 20s. Where is it? Oh, here it is. It's kind of a ballroom gown. It's a soft chiffon Chanel Julianne Moore. That's who it is. And it's, I don't know, it's okay. I don't love it. I think the lines and the cutouts at the top have already been done on the red carpet and therefore have already been done in the wedding aisles. It's like a sequin halter is basically what it is because it has sequin tape around the bust and the V-neck and then the cutout right above the bust and then the halter top. And then it's just a black dress. So it would be just a white dress or whatever color you're getting married in. And then it has a little bit of a flutter ruffle at the bottom. And it's a soft ballroom. But I just thought it was okay. It looks fun to twirl around in. I don't know that I wouldn't want that for my wedding day. And then the other dress that everybody liked, and I'm not even sure why, was or is Kate Blanchard's to me it looked like a bird gone wrong. I can't even imagine what that would look like in white. I don't know. It just wasn't my cup of tea. So, in any case, if you're with me, if you go over to Pop Sugar, I'm going to take you through my picks, and I will, oh yeah, here's Kate Blanchard. It's an Armani Privé dress, and I just, oh, I get it. It's got flowers all over it. Yeah, I don't like it. It's a very nicely cut dress. I just don't like all those little flowers all over it. No. Just me, though. And that's photo number 10. Now, if I go to my my picks for the Oscar dresses, and this is in no particular order other than this is where they came up on the photo array. I really liked, okay, I'm going to go back to the beginning and tell you which ones I really like. Okay, starting with number 2, I liked Jennifer Lawrence's dress. And now this dress is, it does look like feathers, but what it really is, it's almost like lace doilies that are flapping open, I guess. And that's a Dior haute couture dress. And then up the top, the bodice, is a V-neck bodice with lace over what they used to call flesh tone when they weren't talking about anybody else's flesh. But it's a pale beige, I guess, and then it has the black on top of it. But, you know, if you did this with a gold and then white lace on top, oh, that would be such a beautiful dress, the wedding dress. And then if you skip over to photo number 5, and that's Emily Blunt. She's in a Prada. This to me looks like it's already a wedding dress. She has a baby bump, but it's in a pale pink, has a nice little chapel train, and it's an empire waist, or empire, as some people like to call it, tank top, basically, and then it flows downward. That's a nice little dress, and then it has the silver appliques on the straps. And you know, you could get matching earrings for the appliques that are on the dress as well. And then I really like Reese Silverspoon's dress. She's wearing an Oscar de la Renta, which to me, it has, I really like this one. I might even make this my number one, just not sure yet. I'll tell you that tomorrow. But this Oscar de la Renta dress is like a tulip, both up, by her, it's a strapless, and it has a corset. You can see the boning and the boning in the bodice itself, and then at the bust it bulges out a little bit like a tulip would, and then at the bottom it's also like a tulip as well because it has a very short train at the back, kind of a kick, and it's almost a mermaid but not quite. And another dress that's very similar, there were two other dresses that were really similar to that. Tina Fey is wearing a Versace, also purple, strapless. It's chiffon, has a swish chiffon swoosh column dress. And then Patricia Arquette is wearing a Rinaldi, which is in blue as well. And that is a strapless. It has like a band of... I haven't gotten to that in the photo array, but has a band of blue, kind of very much like a tulip, but more of a sharper edge. It's not as flowy as Reese Witherspoon's dress. All right, so let me go on now. Next is 8, photo 8, and this is Lady Gaga. I like the idea of the pants with the, again, it's a ball gown effect. It's a, the pants, you see the pants right away, and then you have this drape around from the waist, from the sides, accentuating the hips, and then flowing to the back in a short chapel length train, and then it's a strapless bodice, which again, you need more lift. She needed lift. She needed the pedals, and maybe not so much the pedals, but definitely she needed the lift, because and a bride would definitely need the lift to really look beautiful and feel beautiful in the pictures, the subsequent pictures. Now, in photo number 9 is Tina Fey in the purple column chiffon dress. And then honorable mention, I'm going to have to say that I kind of liked Kerry Washington's dress. It's black leather tank top, and then it has a long white skirt with a thigh-high slit up on the left leg. And it's very pretty. It's just, I don't know, but it would be a wedding-like dress with the leather. It would be great for honeymoon. And then we get to, I actually like Charlotte Rampling's Armani dress. I just don't know, maybe for someone her age getting married, it would be perfect if they don't want to wear white. It's more of a mother of a bride dress, I think. And then I really like Jennifer Garner's dress. So two Jennifers, J-Law and J. Garner, or J. Garn, nobody ever calls her that. But I really like this dress. It's kind of, on one side, it's a column dress, and on the other side, it's this very elegant, softly ruffled, but only it's ruffled only because of the way it's cut and sewn. It's not really a ruffle at all, because it has a band on the back, and it's a very short train, a chapel train on the left-hand side, and then it has a slit, but it's sewn in such a way that it's not a slit thigh-high or even knee-high. It seems to be just ankle-high. And then the bodice itself has, like, it's one shoulder, you have a band across just below the shoulder, and then on the left-hand side is a sweetheart bodice-shaped, strapless, sequined bodice. And then it has a little black sequin belt, looks like. It's very nice, very stylish, and that is from Atelier Versace. Quite gorgeous. That might be my number. We'll come back to that. And then going on, I actually liked both photos. 17, Tom Ford, Margot Robbie is in a gold sequin Tom Ford. That might be an honorable mention, because really, how many times do brides wear sequins to their wedding? Almost never. But, you know, they're the first time for everything. And then Brie Larson is in a ruffled longitudinal Gucci chiffon dress with the chapel train. Very pretty. It's a soft ballroom. That's a really nice dress. People like that. They were giving her an honorable mention in it. And then photo number 20 is Isla Fisher, and she's in a Marquesa. And her dress is really quite pretty. This is like perfect wedding dress, absolutely perfect. You don't have to change the cut. You don't have to change anything except maybe if you wanted to make the flowers, which are silver and gold, on white. You can make those all white or just keep them. I mean, it's really a sweet dress. It's quite sweet. It's just a soft A-line dress, and then it has one off-the-shoulder sleeve. It's really very, very pretty. Going on, it's interesting about photo 21. I liked this dress, and I'll tell you about it later on the Golden Globes, but I don't like it on Heidi Klum. It looks like she's trying too hard. And it's just me, and I really like purple and lavender usually, but I don't like that. An honorable mention is Olivia Munn, and she's in Stella McCarthy, photo 23. I think it's very elegant, very pretty, very simple, but it is, and it's in this beautiful orange, and I think it would be great as either in a white for a bride, or it could be in any color for a bridesmaid. It's a perfect dress for a bridesmaid. And then going on, photo 26 is Sophie Turner, and she's in Galvin. And this is an absolutely beautiful dress. Silver, it falls very elegantly, I believe. It has this nice flow to it. It's like a tank top with a little V in front, and it has that thigh-high right slit, but it's not tight. I think this is just, and you can tell it's made of silk. I think it falls beautifully. absolutely beautifully on her. And that might be in my top five. And then at photo 27 is Rosanna, Patricia Arquette. I want to say Rosanna. Patricia Arquette. And it's like ribbons across right across her bust line, above her bust line, and a column dress with a tail. It's really nice. I would give an honorable mention to Olivia Wilde. I don't really love it because I'm not really into accordion pleats. I think accordion pleats make a person look larger than they really are. And she looks like she's larger than she really is. You know, she's probably a size 0 or 2. And in this accordion pleat thing, it makes her look like she's an 8 or maybe even a 12. But it does flow. And that's a Valentino haute couture. So it probably wouldn't make it on my list anyway. But now Alicia Vikander is in a Louis Vuitton. And this I kind of like. I don't usually like that, what to me looks like a diaper design where the hem is tucked, is sewn up above and makes it poofy. But this looks kind of fun. This would be a great dress to walk down the aisle in because your legs are out, so you could show off your shoes, but you have a little bit of poof in the back. And then, you know, I'm not really fond of strapless, but I do like this. It's very nice. I like it even though I'm not quite sure what those things are all over her dress. They look kind of like fish skeletons in silver, but I could be wrong. And I hadn't gotten to these photos, so these are just off the cuff. This dress by Daisy Ridley, the Chanel, it's okay. Peplums are really out, but evidently not for Chanel haute couture. It's okay. It's okay. And then we get to Priyanka Chopra, and she is in a Zohar Marah dress. This is wedding all the way. It's got this beautiful pinkish or blush liner underneath, and then it's covered in white lace with flowers, and it's a whole garden of Eden of flowers and various items all over the dress, and then it has a little belt. I guess the whole thing about having a belt was a big thing at the Oscars. It seems that most of the dresses have little belts. It's very strange to me, but in any case, this looks like a wedding dress. It's not my number one pick, but it is a dress that I would say is pretty good. You're going to hear the countdown because I'm afraid to turn off the speaker. But let me get through these now. Let's see. Is this Sophia Vega? Yes, it is. She is now this is a beautiful dress. This would be great for a wedding. It's in dark blue. It's by Marquesa. And I don't like strapless, but this is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And Mindy Kaling is in Prada. All right. Okay. Oh, and we have Kelly Ripa. Now, that's a nice dress. This would be a good dress for a wedding as well. And let's see. Nope. Can't say I like that one. Maria Menounos is in Christian Siriano. That's a beautiful dress. That would be a great dress for a wedding. And that is it for my picks. So tomorrow, probably about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, I will talk to you about the Golden Globe. And I will give you my 10 big picks for the year. And that will include the Grammys, the Oscars, and the Golden Globes. So until next time, this is Charlina PF signing off. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.